This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Baruchim Abayim. We continue in Mishnah Brura Yoimi. We're learning the Hakdama, just a little bit of the background, the history of the Mishnah Brura. It's very interesting. The Chafetz Chaim's grandson, who was the Menahel in Radin, Rabbi Yeshua Levinson, he says that the Svarim of the Chafetz Chaim were not just, you know, ideas that suddenly came to him when he was older in life. All the Svarim that the Chafetz Chaim wrote, he already conceived them in his youth, and he made a Kabbalah al das rabim she'ein lohem hafara, that he would do this in his lifetime. So these are all commitments Chafetz Chaim made to himself when he was young. And in the year Tafresh Lamed Hei, 1875, the Chafetz Chaim was 36 years old. He felt this was the right time to do something. He felt that it was nearly impossible for people to learn Halacha L'maisa because of all the confusion of the various opinions. And that year, the Chafetz Chaim wrote a sample on Siman Aleph. He wrote one Siman of Mishnah Brura, and he sent it to one of the Poskei Hadar, Hagoyin Reb Chaim Aryeh Leib Stavisk. And Reb Aryeh Leib Stavisk was one of the Gedolei Lita, and he wrote the Sefer Pnei HaAryeh Chai, and the Chafetz Chaim explained why it's so critical that we have one Sefer that sifts through all the various Achroinim and comes to one conclusion. And the Chafetz Chaim sent to this Gadol and to others, basically saying, this is what needs to be done, could you please do it? I mean, the Chafetz Chaim was only 36 years old. The Chafetz Chaim if we could say, he was mamish, he was a kid, he was a young man. And Chafetz Chaim asked of these Gedolei Olam, for example, this particular Gadol was born in Tav Kuf Tzadik Vav. So that's 1836. He was Nifter in 1898. So he was much older than the Chafetz Chaim. And he said, could you please do this? And basically all the Gedolim responded to the Chafetz Chaim with the following expression. Kraina de'igarta iu lehava parvanka. Great idea, Rabbi Yisrael Meir. It's your idea. You got to do this. And the Chafetz Chaim began in earnest in the summer of that year. He was in a city of Lipnishak, and he began to work on the Mishnah Brura. He began with Hilchos Tzitzis and Hilchos Tefillin. That was the very beginning of the work of the Chafetz Chaim. So let's continue in the Hakdama. We're up to the second column. Vizeh she'anu oimrim. Chafetz Chaim was bothered. What will a person eat in Olam Haba? We know everything in this world needs sustenance. Everything needs food. So we know in this world, we have bread, we have nourishment. What will a person eat forever and ever and ever? And the answer is the Torah that a person learns, the mitzvahs that a person observes, will be the spiritual nourishment forever and ever. Says Chafetz Chaim, "V'zehu she'anu oimrim b'birchas haTorah shel achreha." This is what we say in Birchas haTorah after we get an aliyah. We say v'chaye Oilam nata b'secheinu, eternal life you planted within us. Ritzoneinu loymar. What that means to say is shebesecheinu uma hayisraelis, within the Jewish nation. Nata hakadosh baruch hu netia. Hashem planted a planting. Shenuchal lichyos b'la'olam, that we can live forever. In other words, God gave us food in this world that will sustain us forever and ever and ever. It's a pella. Normal food only lasts a day. Torah that you eat in this world, that you learn in this world, sustains you forever. Ki ha-Torah hi la-nefesh kama yetz ha-chayim shebegan Eden. The Torah for the soul is like the tree of life. Sha'oichel mi-perioi ha-yachaye chaye netzach. Just like in the Garden of Eden, if you would have eaten from the fruit, you would have lived forever. So somebody who learns Torah, the Torah he learns, sustains him forever. V'gam la-haguf, but it's not only does it sustain the soul, it sustains the body forever. V'gam ha'guf ki yadu, like the Gemara says in Ksubis, she'ha'or Torah t'chayev samadei l'netzach. The light of the Torah keeps a person alive forever. Ma'she'en kem ba'ovdei kachavim lo yuchal l'chiyos ha'nefesh rak ba'odim mechuberes la'guf. A Gentile, his soul can only live so long as the soul is attached to the body. V'al-yidei mezoin aguf, and through physical nourishment. Ma she'in kein achar kach, she'in lo davar she'techaya. But for an akum, since he doesn't have Torah to keep him alive forever, so he can't have tchiyas ha-mesim. Tuchruch liyos kola. He will have to cease. Says Chavetz Chaim, so you say, so then the goyim, they get off the hook, because they could perpetrate evil, and then after they die, that's the end of them. Enoch says the Chavetz Chaim in parentheses. Don't worry. Achar shedekabel yisur ma'alav oynoseh, after they get punished for their sins, shall oisay ois noisin lachius kidei shetucha lekabel oynesh. Chavetz Chaim is bothered by Akasha. How will Hashem punish the Nazis? El achar me'avesu, after they die, so that's the end of them. Their body's in the ground, and the soul has nothing to keep it alive, and there's no way to punish them. So says Chavetz Chaim, don't worry, Hashem will make a miracle. He'll keep their soul alive, so that Hashem could torture them, so they could get their punishment, and then they dissipate. Then they cease to exist. V'zeu shekasfu lanu ha-Torah. This is the meaning of that which the Torah writes in Vayikra. Ushmartem eschukoisai v'es mishpatai asher yaseh oisam ha-adam v'chai bohem. We usually interpret the words v'chai bohem, that human life takes precedence over the observance of the mitzvahs. Rabbi Chaim says, no, pashup shan, and v'chai bohem is, by performing the mitzvahs, you will live forever, as the Chavetz Chaim quoted the Targum earlier, that v'chai bohem means v'chaye oma, forever and ever. Ritzoyna k'moisha tergeim unklus, ritzoyna loymar bohem, davka b'chukoisai uv'mishpatai v'loy b'dvar macherim. The only way for a person to live forever after the body goes into the ground, after the soul goes up, is through the observance of Torah. V'zehu gam ke mashikaso lanu ha-Torah. This is also the meaning of that which the Torah writes. Re'inosati lefanecha hayoim es ha-chayim v'yes ha-toif. Hashem says, see, I've given you today life and good. What does that mean? Ritzon Elohim chayim mamish. When Hashem says, if you learn Torah, if you daven, if you wear tefillin, if you're careful from Lashon Hara, if you're careful from Shatnez, you're going to live. That's literal life. Ke'al yidei kiyum ha-Torah nimshach or al ha-nefesh she'yichayena oisai ha-or netzach. By observing the Torah, you bring a certain life into the neshama, and that is the energy that keeps you going. That's your battery to keep you going forever and ever and ever. So if, let's say, a person did not observe the Torah in this world, they get upstairs, and they have nothing to keep them going. They're famished, and after a year, after 2 years, the battery runs out. So, you know, it's like this little device over here. After like 3 hours, it starts blinking, and then that's it. And you could talk and talk, and nobody hears anything. Why? There are no batteries. Same thing in Olam Haba. You got to fuel yourself. You got to fill up the tank. It's like a car. You got to fill up the tank. You don't learn Torah in this world. You have no gas. You have no energy to keep yourself going in Olam Haba. V'zehu gam ke mashanu oimrim. Bevirchas Kriya Shema. This is what we say in Bevirchas Kriya Shema. Avas Oilam Beis Yisrael Amcha Hafta Torah Mitzvahs. Hashem loved the Jewish people, and therefore He gave us Torah Mitzvahs. Ritzoyno Loimar, meaning to say, Shelefi She'oyev Oisanu Avas Oilamim, because God loved us eternally. You see, if God only loved us for 50 years, for 100 years, then He would just give us pizza. But because God loves us forever, He had to give us eternal food. What's the eternal food? Torah mitzvahs. L'chein asan lanu at Torah mitzvahsah. Kedei sheba oira nechia la'olam. So that through its light, we will live forever. V'zeo ma'asha anu mesaymin teikuf. And that is why in the Birchas HaTorah, we say, in Ahava Rabbah, we say, ki heim chayenu v'oirach yameinu. The Torah, the mitzvahs, are literally what will keep us alive after the physical death. Hayotze midvareinu. Here's the upshot. Shehatorah hakadosha hi bepshitus mazoin ruchani lahanefesh. The Torah is simply spiritual food for the soul. Kemoi halechem shumazoin laguf. The same way bread is sustenance for the body. Now we understand why a person has to learn Torah every day. We understand. Reb Chaim Vital writes, and Chavetz Chaim quotes it, every day a person has to do chesed. Because the same way you need physical food, you need something to keep your soul alive. V'zeu shekosev, this is the meaning of the simple psukim in Mishle. L'chu lachmu v'lachmi, partake of my bread, u'shesu b'yayin masachti, enjoy my wine. V'chayadua. Now, why is the Torah compared to bread and wine? K'yadua. Sha'alechem u'remez halacha shel Torah. The bread are halacha. V'yayin u'remez l'soydes haTorah. And wine is the secrets of Torah. Hatzvunim b'soycha. That hidden in it. In other words, the secrets of Torah are like the wine that's hidden in the grape. K'may hayayin hatzofen ba'anoven. Like the wine that's hidden in the grape. I would add, simply based on this, let's say a guy just drinks wine. So what is he called? He's not called nutritionally well-balanced. He's called a drunk. So too, if someone is not founded and based upon halacha, and he just learns the secrets of Torah, he's also spiritually drunk. He doesn't have a foundation. So first you need lechem, you need to know halacha, and then you could take it to the yayin. Everybody, we go to work every day. Why? Because we don't go to work. You can't put bread on the table. If you don't put bread on the table, we have to be concerned. A person could be weak in hunger and not live long. Why do people go to work? It's fun. It's not fun. Work is overrated. People go to work because they got to pay the bills. They got to put food on the table. Otherwise, you can't live, you can't survive. So all the more so, a person has to put effort into making sure he has spiritual bread. All the more so, you have to prepare sustenance for your soul, which is kiyum ha-Torah u-mitzvayseha, the observance of Torah mitzvays, kidei sheloi tichle nafshay, so that your soul does not fizzle out, Viyamos, Misa, Nitzchus, and die an eternal death, Chas v'shalom. This is probably the primary difference between, without giving any names to different segments in Judaism, the primary difference between those who take it seriously and those who don't, are Judaism, Torah mitzvahs, it's not cultural. It's not about what our nation has done for many years, and therefore we want to keep up the practices. It's simply a matter of kihem chayenu v'archimena. Our emuna is Torah mitzvahs, is our life forever and ever. Without it, so then life is extremely finite. With it, life is infinite. Hine b'choze yivar hakosav sheschalnabai. With all this, coming back to the starting point, where the Chafetz Chaim was trying to explain the Pasuk. Hashem commanded us in the mitzvahs for our benefit to keep us alive, ki hayoyim hazeh. And the Chafetz Chaim was bothered. What does it mean, ki hayoyim hazeh? It should say, Hashem commanded us to perform the mitzvahs to keep us alive. Hayoyim hazeh today, what's ki hayoyim hazeh? Says the Chafetz Chaim very simply. Vayitzavinu, he commanded us. L'toiv lanu kol hayomim. That it should be good for us all of our days. L'chayoisenu, hainu, meaning, shal yidei kiyum chukei ha-Torah, by observing the mitzvahs of the Torah, niyachayim v'kayomim la'olam. We will live and endure forever, af ba'olam shekulei toiv, even in the afterlife. V'shema yomer adam, unless the person say, matzar chulachin avarchi seshama. Person might say, why do I have to prepare for olam haba? When I get to Olam Haba, there'll be a hot dog stand, and I'll buy a hot dog, a French fries, a Coca-Cola, and I'll be good. Why do I have to worry what I'm going to eat then? Do I worry now what I'm going to eat in 20 years? So why do I have to worry what I'm going to eat in Olam Haba? The Shema Yoimer Adam, or maybe a personal, I'll bring a personal chef with me in Olam Haba. Why do I have to be so concerned? V'shema yomer adam matzar chul hachan avruch yusay shama. Why do I have to be worried about my life over there? Haloi b'soif yimei chayav nifrad nafshay migufay. Look, after 120, the soul separates from the body. And who says my soul needs to eat? U'mashayich alzeh hachana. Why do I have to prepare? Can I prepare for olam haba? Food? L'chkach mesayim, therefore the Torah Kedoshah concludes, ki hayoyim hazeh, just like today, the same way in this world, if you don't prepare food for Pesach, you'll be sitting at your Seder, staring at your wife and kids, and you'll have nothing to eat. When you get upstairs, Achamei of Esrim, if you don't prepare in this world, there won't be any food for the soul, and then the soul will say, battery dying, and that will be the end. Ritzoyner loymar, kimoy sha'ata roish adam pai bezeh oilam. the same way a person sees in this world, that we're created, nivra avurei mazon, God created food, lahachayoisai, to keep him alive, bezaz manakata, in this short amount of time, ke nivra mazon ruchani, so too God created spiritual food, lahachayoisai kol hayamim, to keep a person alive forever, v'hu al yidei kiyam chukei ha-Torah, by fulfilling the laws of the Torah. Last paragraph, uschar limud ha-Torah gadam ma'ayid. The reward for learning Torah is very great. K'may sh'amru chazal, elu dvarim sh'adam al-chal parasem, these are the things that a person eats, the fruits in this world, and the principle remains intact for the world to come. The Talmud Torah k'neged kulam. The most nutritious food that you could eat in this world is limud ha-Torah. V'gam misrabei so'adam mitzvah sa'idei limud ha-Torah k'mad ein shir. And by learning Torah you could amass inestimable mitzvahs. Why? Because the Gra teaches in the Shnois Elio that every word of Talmud Torah is a mitzvah. So if you're on the shir now for 16 minutes, every minute the Chafetz Chaim says you can learn 200 words. 200 times 16 is what? 2,000? 3,200? 200 times 16? More than that. 32,000. So a key, you know, maybe could keep you going for 32,000 years. But still, that's not enough because Olam Haba is longer than 32,000 years. So therefore, K'mosh Shevi'agra Rai B'Shnoi Yisrael Mirushami, the Chol Teva V'Teva Sha'adam Loi Mei Torah Hu Mitzvah Saseh B'Fnei Atzma. Every word of Torah you learn is a separate mitzvah saseh. And by the way, whether you're saying it or you're listening to it, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, so each word you hear, it's like you said it yourself. So therefore, we're zoicha. That's why the time we set aside for limud ha-Torah are the best zmanim of our existence. Have a great day, everyone. See you later. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.